Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Sudanese Air Force has told civilians to stay indoors following a day of heavy fighting between rival factions of the military. Gunfire is reported to be continuing around the international airport in the capital Khartoum. The Sudanese Doctors Union says 25 people have been killed in what appears to have been an attempt by Sudan's deputy leader to seize power. Emmanuel Agunza is following developments.
A day of violence has left Sudanese fearful and confused. Both the warring factions, the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, claim to be in control of key installations, including the main airport, the presidential palace, and the army's chief residence. International leaders have condemned the violence and appealed to both sides to de-escalate and resume talks aimed at returning the country to civilian rule. Sudan's de facto leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has vowed to disband the RSF, but his rival for power and the RSF's commander, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, has labelled him a criminal. Sudan has been in political turmoil since General Burhan led the military in toppling a civilian government in October of 2021.
The last three nuclear power plants in Germany have shut down. Power output from the reactors at Neckarwestheim and Isar in southern Germany and Emsland in the north dwindled to nothing as their midnight deadline approached. Jenny Hill reports.
It'll take years, perhaps decades, to fully decommission the nuclear plants. Even as the highly specialised work begins, Germany is still at odds over whether this was the right decision. Activists here have long warned that nuclear power is dangerous. They worry about accidents and what to do with the radioactive waste. But many Germans see nuclear power as a cleaner alternative to fossil fuels. And many of this country's European neighbours, conscious that Russian gas is no longer an option, are expanding their atomic energy capabilities.
Europe's largest nuclear power plant, Olkiluoto 3 in Finland, has begun generating electricity. Its operator, TVO, said the much-delayed project would produce about 14% of Finland's electricity and would play a large part in its green transition. Work on the plant began almost 20 years ago and has run massively over budget and behind schedule. At least 12 inmates have been killed in fresh violence at one of Ecuador's most dangerous prisons. The clashes between rival gangs broke out on Friday at the Litoral Penitentiary in Guayaquil. Ecuador has been plagued by deadly prison riots in recent years, which the government attributes to drug gangs fighting for territory and control. A Singapore-registered oil tanker that was reportedly hijacked off Ivory Coast 5 days ago has been recovered with all its crew safe. Officials said the vessel had been escorted into port in Abidjan. World News from the BBC. An Indian former politician has been shot dead with his brother while in police custody. Atiq Ahmed, who was once an MP, and Ashraf Ahmed were attacked in the city of Prayagraj in the state of Uttar Pradesh. The incident was captured on television. Here's Anbarasan Etirajan.
I was just watching some of these clips on social media where Mr. Atiq Ahmed and his brother were being brought to a hospital. Policemen were surrounding them and there were a lot of media workers. They were putting the mics in front of them, asking a question about why he didn't attend the funeral of his son, who was killed in a police encounter a few days ago. And then within seconds, you can see a gun coming into the frame. He was being shot and then he falls down. There were three gunmen running around shooting. Police later said they had taken the three people into custody. So the state government, which is being ruled by the Hindu nationalist BJP, has a lot to answer.
Israelis opposed to government plans for a radical overhaul of the judicial system are holding a 15th week of protests across the country. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has put the proposal on hold for now so that talks can be held on reaching a compromise. The World Health Organization is stepping up its assistance to Equatorial Guinea, which is in the grip of an outbreak of Marburg virus. Since the epidemic was declared in February, the WHO says at least 34 people have died because of the virus. The worst affected area is Bata, the most populous city. Marburg virus causes hemorrhagic fever and is often fatal. The US Federal Railroad Administration says a train has derailed in the northeastern state of Maine. Emergency services say they've contained a fire and that no hazardous material was released in the accident. It's the latest in a string of derailments in the United States. BBC News.